This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans are about to unveil details of their proposal for a fourth COVID-19 relief act. Democrats have one that's already on the table, the so-called HEROES Act, which the Republican Senate has not taken up. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says,
"We want to help people when they don't have a job. But at the same time, we don't want to say, well, you're making more money staying home than actually going to work."
But Republicans say that's exactly what's happening with the Democratic proposal, as it would extend the extra $600 weekly federal unemployment benefit that's otherwise expired over the weekend. The White House has just confirmed National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for the virus. O'Brien, the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for it, the White House says he has mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're... call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of downtown Portland, Oregon again last night, the 60th consecutive night of demonstrations against what they say is police brutality and systemic racism. The Oregonian reports about 1,000 protesters gathered at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse. Federal officers again responded with tear gas and other crowd control weapons. The late congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol today and tomorrow. There's going to be an invitation-only arrival ceremony for his casket this afternoon, and the public will be able to view Lewis's casket near the Capitol Rotunda later in the day and again tomorrow. The honor in the Capitol follows a weekend of celebrations of his life. Employees at Google are reportedly being told to work from home for at least another year because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A Hollywood great has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Gone with the Wind and the Eras star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
British police are breathing a sigh of relief after a call about a loose panther turned out to be something much less fierce. Officers in West Sussex, England, called to a public park after a reported sighting of a large apex predator. After shining some flashlights, they realized the black panther was actually just a stuffed animal on a park bench. The police department admitted even the officers who responded didn't realize it was fake when they first arrived. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Dr. Don Colbert joins us now. Board-certified family practice doctor for more than 25 years out of Orlando, Florida, most recently in Dallas, Texas. Best-selling author, is responsible for selling more than 10 million books, treated more than 50,000 patients in his years of practicing medicine. So all that to say, Dr. Colbert, you know what you're talking about, huh?
Well, I've been doing this a long time, 35 years now.
Yes. Well, congratulations. So yeah. And we're good to have you here to talk about your new book, Pandemic Protection, Safe Natural Ways to Prepare Your Immune System Before You Need It. The book itself, I mean, obviously, you saw what was happening with your patients, what's happening, in your practice. And you said, look at, we've got to document something here and help people fortify themselves against this virus.
Absolutely right. And it starts with our own immune system. And it's interesting that as we age, especially after age 60, our immune system gets weaker and weaker. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the people over 65 are more prone to death with this virus when they catch it. So that's why I said we need to start now arming the immune system with the proper diet, stress reduction, adequate sleep, key nutrients, as well as exercise and things that literally stimulate our immune system so that our own immune system, when it's strong, we're less likely to develop the comorbidities and the problems and the death rates that we have in people over 65.
Exactly.
So it's real simple how to keep the immune system strong, but most people just ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we come back to the basic virtue of our Constitution and what our founding fathers understood is that it starts with self-responsibility. And when it comes to fortifying ourselves, we are our first line of defense, are we not?
Absolutely right. And what's so amazing is 75% of our own body's total immune system cells are located in our GI tract.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are decimating their guts, taking, too much sugar, which actually diminishes the immune function by up to 40 or even 50% for up to 5 hours,
wow,
as well as antibiotics and anti-inflammatories, which really harm our own immune systems. So, again, I tell patients and teach them how to feed their gut the foods it needs that fuel the immune system and minimize or avoid the foods that are harming the immune system, like sugar. It's one of the worst things for the immune system. Sodas, desserts, cakes, pies, cookies, as well as excessive starches. That weakens our immune system, weakens our T-cell function.
Exactly.
And it's interesting to note that patients 65 and over have to take the stronger flu vaccine. That's because their immune systems are impaired. So we put our patients on natural immune boosters that are supplements, nutrients that their body needs to keep their immune system strong so that their own immune system can elicit that strong T-cell and B-cell immune response it needs to defend itself against the virus.
Exactly. What about the environment? How much does the environment come into play here, Dr. Colbert?
Well, of course, the environment affects everyone. It depends. If our environment, if our food choices are wrong, it's going to affect us. If our water is bad, if our, you know, if we're stressed out, if we're not getting the sunshine we need or the vitamin D we need, it's going to affect our immune system. So crowded conditions, if we're in crowded conditions, you're going to be more susceptible to catching the virus. And so it's important to have common sense measures. Like, for instance, if you're in a crowded environment, you need to wear a mask. You need to practice hand washing, good hand washing, hand sanitization. And the biggest thing is if you're sick, you need to stay home so you don't infect others.
Yeah, those practical recommendations from the CDC and from the administration early on, that's common sense, is it not?
Sure, absolutely. But I'm amazed at how many people I see in grocery stores and places like that who are not wearing masks, who are still touching their face, who are still rubbing their eyes and rubbing their mouth and their nose. I'm amazed at the gas pump when I go put gas in my car. I still use a paper towel to touch the gas handle.
Exactly.
But I'm amazed how many people aren't. And I'm amazed how when they're pumping their gas, they're indiscriminately touching their face. And so, again, just common sense things we need to start doing and teach our children to do these.
Right. But, and understanding we are a community. We're all affected by this. We're on this journey together, right? So we can't allow somebody just to fall back and get infected, because then they're going to come in and affect the rest of the herd, right?
Yes, but what's amazing is this virus is not so bad with our kids and young adults. It's many of our children under 10, it's almost like a bad cold or a mild flu. Their immune systems are strong. But those people over 65 are the ones that are in trouble, especially with comorbidities, you know, with high blood pressure, kidney disease, diabetes, overweight, even pregnancy is a risk factor. So now we know that their immune system is really affected, so we have to protect those elderly people from the virus. And so that's why they're going to have to take more precautions. That's why they may have to have, eventually when we get the vaccine, they may have to have two doses. They might have to have a stronger dose to get their immune system strengthened. Mm-hmm. And by the way, thank goodness we have these coming out, you know, the vaccines. We've got three, right, or more in the works, but especially three here in the U.S. So it's very exciting to see that by the end of the year, we're going to most likely have a vaccine for this.
And that's so underplayed, too, disgustingly, by the mainstream media. What we've been able to do by rallying the troops. I mean, this is nothing short of, you know, when America was attacked by the Japanese in World War II and we had to have all hands on deck building ships. I mean, to turn this around in such a short period of time, I mean, in less than a year to come up with a vaccine that normally, you know, the routine is about 7-8 years, right? I mean, this is nothing short of a miracle.
And what's so exciting is these vaccines work, especially this one from AstraZeneca from Oxford University in England. Mm-hmm. My goodness, it stimulates both arms of our immune system, our B cells and our T cells. And so that's very exciting. We have this. And again, we're going to have it much sooner than expected. So again, America needs to get ready to get back out and, you know, resume business as usual, and we need to open our schools up. Let our kids, the kids don't get infected to the degree that older people do, so they can handle it, and they usually don't even get infected.
Well, Dr. Colbert, I mean, you pastor a church. I mean, you have a very definitive.
Well, I don't pastor a church. I go to churches and speak at a lot of churches.
Oh, okay, all right. So forgive me, but the fact of the matter is that you. You're very spiritually aware. So I want to get your read on this, because this discussion has been a wide open discussion, and that is God judging America? Is God judging the world right now?
No, not at all. Again, what's happened is this virus was unleashed from China, and it was a huge cover-up by China. And so we are paying the price for it because they unleashed it on the world. And unfortunately, we have so many people with so many comorbidities that are highly susceptible to this virus and who have a weakened immune system. Mm-hmm. So again, we will get this virus under control, and it's just, you know, it's a short period of time, but we need to take these safeguards in the meantime until we have this effective vaccine that's coming. And we've got to institute the wearing of the mask, the hand washing, the social distancing, and if you're sick, you need to stay home. And we can protect our elderly with these comorbidities that are so susceptible. So it's real simple what we need to do. But then let's also get smart. Let's charge our own immune systems.
Exactly.
Because we can do this easily by eating a, you know, immune system strengthening diet, which I'll call the gut zone diet.
I'll tell you what, let's get into that when we come back. We've got to go to a quick break.
Sure.
We've got more from Dr. Colbert after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America Fresh and Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The name of the book is Pandemic Protection, Safe Natural Ways to Prepare Your Immune System Before You Need It. And this is what we're talking about with Dr. Don Colbert. And we were just going to break it down. So, Dr. Colbert, tell us what we need to do in order to fortify our immune system.
Okay, first and foremost, we need to start eating a healthy diet and teach our children how to eat a healthy diet. Because what weakens our immune system more than most anything else is sugar. And when you consume approximately 100 grams of sugar, like two sodas or a dessert, your white blood cells are 40% less effective at killing microbes and viruses for up to 5 hours. So sugar is an immune system killer, you know, for hours. So we need to decrease it, and we need to feed the gut the foods it needs to fuel the immune system. Now, what are these foods? Real simple. Lots of salads, lots of healthy veggies like broccoli and kale and cauliflower. And people say, yuck, I hate those. But good fats, you know, like olive oil and avocado oil and nuts and seeds, and not the saturated fats and the fried foods and processed foods that so many Americans eat, as well as healthy proteins, not deep fried, healthy starches like sweet potatoes. Such as yams, such as green bananas. People say green bananas. Well, green bananas are real low in sugar, and they actually feed our immune system by helping our good bacteria to flourish. And so it's amazing how when we eat the green bananas, our immune cells and our good bacteria are fed butyrate, which really helps our immune system. But also, we need to start sleeping more and stressing less. Do you know that stress, excessive stress, produces elevated cortisol levels that decrease our natural killer cells by as much as 50%? Now, the natural killer cells are that key arm of our immune system that really protects us against viruses and cancer cells, and I call them the Navy SEALs of our immune system. But what's amazing is exercise does the same. It boosts our natural killer cells, and so does vitamin D3. So these key lifestyle changes we need to implement, as you know, like simply walking after dinner or sometime during the day for about 20 minutes, 3 to 5 days a week, getting good sleep, decreasing your stress. And what I prescribe for so many patients is just get 10 belly laughs a day. Belly laughter charges your immune system and lowers cortisol, which helps to strengthen our T-cell immunity, which is our key immune function that protects us against viruses. So, and that's what these vaccines are doing. They're boosting T and B cell immunity, which is our acquired immunity.
Yeah, hearing you talk about belly laughs, it reminded me, I think it was the Post editor years ago. You may remember the story better than I do. He was diagnosed with cancer, and he said, bring in some comedy DVDs and vitamin C, and next thing you know, he was able to combat the cancer, right?
That was Norman Cousins of the Saturday or the Saturday Evening Post.
Evening Post, right. Yes.
And yes, he had a rare disease called ankylosing spondylitis, and he thought that if bad emotions could fuel the disease, well, good emotions like laughter could help. And he was actually able to cure his ankylosing spondylitis by practicing belly laughter on a regular basis, watching the Marx Brothers and Three Stooges and funny videos like that, and he actually overcame the disease.
Amazing. So we are what we think, and once again, and I like the idea, because I think that's what's missing right now is America's gotten so uptight, as we would say in the old vernacular when you were you and I were growing up, right? It was like you're too uptight. I mean, but and like you say, this is all releasing that cortisol that combats our defenses.
Exactly. We're getting the cortisol squirts, and I remember old Paul Harvey. I used to love Paul Harvey because he would tell those heartwarming stories and always end with, now you know the rest of the story.
Right.
And it would always be a good, warm-hearted feeling he'd leave you with, you know? We don't have that anymore. We need to bring that back.
Yes. Yeah, I've said that, and also Will Rogers. We need need Will Rogers humor, especially because politics has gotten way too serious. I mean,
sure it has.
We don't. It's not supposed to be ruling our lives right now. But and that's like anything. When anything gets extreme and out of order, I say use the Marilyn Monroe elimination process. You know, she used to. I was sharing with somebody else that when she would get dressed, she would turn away from the mirror and then turn back, and whatever stuck out, she took off. And and that's the way, you know, to keep that kind of balance and complement. Maybe we need to do that as well when it comes to politics and, you know, some of the conversation that's out there in the marketplace. Well, you know, some of it is, of course, very very controlled because of the cancel culture right now, which is very dangerous. We got to get on the other side of this because we are, as Jordan Peterson says, you end up, you know, siloing yourself and you kind of render yourself stupid because all you're hearing is your own opinion. And, you know, we need to sharpen our blades in a positive way and be well-rounded and a positive contribution to our family and friends and in our culture.
Absolutely right. And when we have that positive attitude, it actually becomes infectious to others, and they start to speak and think that way, and it helps to charge their immune system.
Exactly.
But one thing I wanted to mention, there's so much fear out here, and people need to relax, because last month I was reading, I keep updated on this almost daily, and it's amazing how you can't find death rates of this virus. But I read a report last month from CDC, and it said the death rate from COVID-19 at that time was approximately 0.26%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went back and I couldn't find that, but I said, wow, that is low. It's like a bad flu.
Right, exactly.
And yet they're making this out to be, you know, the most deadly virus known to man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we look back in history, you look at the swine flu of 2009. Now, that was a bad virus that killed between 150,000 and 550,000 worldwide. But it was mainly, it killed the young.
Mm-hmm.
This
yes.
one is different, but again, the death rate is not nearly as bad. Yes, we have increased infections, but what's really exciting is people aren't dying nearly
right.
like they were. So.
Exactly. Well, we need the increase in infections, don't we, in order to develop the antibody and the herd immunity?
Yes, exactly. We right. need that herd immunity, and to obtain herd immunity through vaccination, we need about 60% of the population to actually have a vaccine.
But that's what I understand.
If we
yeah.
have active cases or cases that are recovered, we need about 43% mm-hmm. of the population to get it and recover.
And we've got a ways to go. I think we're still under 20%, are we not?
Yes, we are. But again, we've got this vaccine coming out real soon. And
yes.
I tell you, it's going to be it's fast track. So it's going to be here sooner than we think, I hope.
Yeah, amen.
And
I'm right with you.
There's hope on the horizon, and we just need to stay the course, practice good common sense, you know, the hand sanitization, proper hand washing, teach your kids mm-hmm. how to do it, wear your mask, social distancing, and if you're ill, stay at home.
Yeah, keep your head and your gut about you, okay? I want to, Dr. Colbert, I want to talk about, you know, this ban. I'm in California. I flew out here from Florida a couple days ago. And, you know, churches are already closed down anyway, but when they were open for a moment,
right.
they said you couldn't even sing in church.
Right.
Now, whether
right.
it's belly laughing or singing, I think that singing's got to be a positive contributor to our health as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, and it is. And again, they are taking away the freedoms of, you know, our brothers and sisters in California, and we've got to get back our freedoms, our basic freedoms. They're being robbed from
yeah.
the people in California. So, but again, I understand because we found that being in crowded conditions and, of course, when people cough and sneeze and they don't wear a mask, they can project that virus
yeah.
as far as 25 feet. So it, when you're in crowded conditions like stadiums and churches over 500, you're at a much greater risk of contracting the virus. And so, again, I understand where they're coming from. But, again, I've talked to a lot of pastors, and they're incorporating mask wearing and social distancing in the churches, and they can do it. It's simple.
Right.
If Home Depot and Target and Walmart and all these big box stores can have, you know, 1,000 people in their store practicing social distancing and wearing masks, churches can do the same. It's not fair.
Right, exactly. Well, Dr. Don Colbert, we got to leave it there. Congratulations on the book. Appreciate the time. We touched on a lot of topics regarding pandemic protection, safe natural ways to prepare your immune system before you need it. Where can they go for more information?
Well, they can get this on, of course, Amazon.com, and it is out in many bookstores, but usually Amazon.com is the best place to get it.
Excellent. Okay, and do you have a website that you can direct them to come to you?
Yes, they can go to Dr. Colbert, just drcolbert.com, no period in it, drcolbert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans are about to unveil details of their proposal for a fourth COVID-19 relief act. Democrats have one that's already on the table, the so-called HEROES Act, which the Republican Senate has not taken up. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says,
"We want to help people when they don't have a job. But at the same time, we don't want to say, well, you're making more money staying home than actually going to work."
But Republicans say that's exactly what's happening with the Democratic proposal, as it would extend the extra $600 weekly federal unemployment benefit that's otherwise expired over the weekend. The White House has just confirmed National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for the virus. O'Brien, the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for it, the White House says he has mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, great to talk to you.
Well, several things that you've written about that I want to address in just a moment, including U.S. National Security Advisor O'Brien addressing the dangers of Huawei's 5G technology, and also Pelosi's refusal to condemn the toppling of statues. But before we get into that, I wanted to get your read on Tim Scott. Senator Scott has been championing the cause for police reform. I thought what he did was just brilliant. It was so appropriate in light of all the things that have been happening after George Floyd's death and the riots in the street. I mean, here is someone who understands, you know, the racial divide and in all the contention that's going on, and something that should have been done immediately that you would think that there should be bipartisanship on is police reform, and here he is stifled by the Democrats.
Yes, it's spectacular to watch people on the left say, look, we need police reform, we need it now, we need it 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Protests, riots, looting, I mean, nothing on the agenda of issues before this republic is more important than police reform. So Tim Scott comes forward and says, great, let's do police reform. The Democrats say we want this, this, and this. He says, okay, fine. He says, we want that, that, and that. He says, okay, we'll do that too. And he says, okay, I'll even give you guys 20 amendments. You can bring 20 amendments to the floor. Some of them will pass, some will fail, but you can make your case on 20 different aspects of police reform and knock yourselves out. And their response is, no, we don't want to do that. We won't even bring it to the floor for debate. They didn't vote against his measure. They voted against the motion to proceed, which just would allow the Senate to bring it to the floor and discuss it, debate it, amend it, improve the bill, mm-hmm. take out the bad parts, put in good parts, whatever. And the Democrats had no interest in that, no interest in that. And I think the conclusion that teaches us is the Democrats would rather have this as an issue that they can use as a big skillet to knock over the heads of Republicans than to have actual legislation that will try to address this problem and make life better for Americans, black and otherwise. I've rarely seen a more disappointing and disgusting and on their part of the Democrats, more self-humiliating display than what we saw as they responded to Tim Scott's, I thought, very open-minded, potentially very bipartisan legislation, and decided they didn't even want to talk about it in public. Very, very horrendous and, as I say, very disappointing performance on the part of the Democrats.
In your assessment with what Senator Scott was proposing here, I had the sense, just from my purview, that this would have gone a long way to do some healing, not with everybody, because I don't think you're going to heal everybody. There's some people for their own reasons and different agendas. But, you know, for people, especially those who are moderates that want to say Black Lives Matter, I just sense that this would have had a dramatic turn in a very positive way. And you can tell, even by Senator Scott's response, that he was hurt. He was hurt that the Democrats did this to him.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's right. I think it would have helped. I'm not certain this would have taken care of every single jot and tittle in this area, but it would have addressed a lot of concerns that people have, a lot of legitimate concerns that the peaceful protesters had, not the rioters and people who destroyed police stations and stole Rolex watches and other things. Mm-hmm. But look, the people in the streets have legitimate concerns. I don't necessarily agree with them on everything, but the folks who've been marching around since George Floyd's death are not, their argument is not entirely without merit. There's a lot of merit to the idea that you want cops who do the right thing, they ought to be rewarded, and cops who misbehave ought to be treated like criminals when they violate the law. And I think Tim Scott's measure would have done a lot to address that, and the Democrats, I think, don't want to address the issue. They'd rather have this issue as a racial pot they could stir, I think, in hopes of getting blacks to show up at the polls in November. And if you actually try to solve the issue, then the issue, to some degree, you turn the heat down on the pot doesn't boil over quite as much, and the Democrats have no interest in that. So in essence, between now and November, they don't want a solution to this. They want people in the streets angry, enraged, foaming at the mouths in fury, and in their hopes, very motivated to participate in the elections in November. That's really what that's about. And if that means that more black people will get themselves in trouble with the police, as far as Democrats are concerned, that's just a small price to pay if that's what they need to keep their base ginned up.
Exactly.
Shameful. Absolutely shameful.
No, I agree, Roy. What should be the Republican strategy on this, even after Tim Scott has presented this? I mean, they've got to be able to come back with a message against that in such a way that becomes opportune for them, do they not?
Well, one thing they can do is just keep bringing up the bill. I mean, look, if the Democrats got in the way once, you know, keep bringing it up. Bring it up every week. Mm-hmm. And if the Democrats want to be seen in public, not just one time, but five or six or seven or eight times over the next few weeks blocking this measure, let them block it. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Second, I've said not just on this issue, but others, when the Democrats say we're going to filibuster, the tendency on the part of Mitch McConnell is to say, okay, well, let's just move on. What did you do? Say, look, you want to filibuster? Great. Knock yourselves out and let them get on the Senate floor mm-hmm. and talk for 30 or 40 or 50 hours and talk, you know, all day and all night, make fools of themselves while you have people calling into radio stations like yours and mm-hmm. calling into TV shows and demonstrating and so on, saying, we want this bill on the floor. We want this to be considered. We want a chance for this step to go forward as we try to reform this issue. And if they want to look like the obstructionists they are, and the style of of people like Robert Byrd and J. William Fulbright and the other people who tried to stand in the way of the 64 Civil Rights Act. Let them do that. The Democrats are very, very good at standing in the way of black progress, and let's give people a history lesson as they do again in 2020 what they did back in the 1960s. I think that'd be very educational. And the way to do it is to force them to stand up and filibuster rather than just let them get away with the threat of filibuster.
Well, are we being educated by these blue state governors with what's going on in these states, still in Washington, Portland, you know, New York? I mean, these are all controlled blue states, states and cities, mayors, and their response, I mean, it's quite revealing, is it not?
Oh, it's totally revealing. Look, I mean, you take a look at, as you mentioned, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, these places where you've seen all kinds of violence, death, shootings. Tragically, we're now seeing 8-year-olds killed, 1-year-olds killed. I heard a story, I think, two weekends ago, a 10-month-old baby, I think, sitting in a stroller got shot by a fly, just a random bullet, and is now dead, not even a year old. And the places where these happen, this sort of thing is happening, tends to be in cities that have been run by Democrats, not just 4, 5, 6 years, but in many cases going back decades. Places like Baltimore that have been controlled by the Democrats since, I think, the 1920s, Chicago since the 50s, Seattle, Portland probably since the 70s, that sort of thing. And these are not, you know, right-wing, limited government hotbeds of Republican dominance. These are places where the Democrats are in charge, and ironically, Democrats are in charge in places where you have high crime rates, where blacks are getting wiped out by the blacks, and also these are the places where most of the incidents of police brutality have taken place, where you have white cops unfortunately engaged in ways that are excessive with black people, and that creates all sorts of trouble. Those places tend to be run by Democrats. So
exactly.
I don't know why anybody is in any city run by Democrats anymore. That seems to be where all the trouble is.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's just empirical anymore. I mean, it's not even about opinion. You know, although Chris Wallace wanted to take some exception with the president saying that Joe Biden and the Democrats wanted to fund the police, but isn't that what they've been saying?
Joe Biden was asked just the other day by an internet journalist whose name I don't remember, and he said, so are you saying you want to take police resources and basically reallocate them elsewhere? And Biden's response was, quote, yes, absolutely, unquote. The term yes, absolutely has to do with taking money from a police budget and putting it somewhere else, and I think that's synonymous with defunding. It may not be the word defunding, but it's the same thing. You know, if I take your salary this year and I hand it off to Rachel Maddow, I'd say that Bill Martinez is being defunded and Rachel Maddow is being funded.
Yes.
So we may not use the word defunded, but it definitely involves taking funds out of your account and putting them somewhere else. Same thing as what Biden said, quote, yes, absolutely, unquote, is what he wants to do with the police department budget. So sorry to see Chris Wallace get caught up in semantics, but in terms of the actual policy, it's the same thing that the protesters and rioters in the streets have been screaming for, which is to defund the police. Now Joe Biden's for it.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-501-HIT for more information.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. I thought it was interesting, relative to what we were previously discussing, DeRoy, is that they had a soundbite that had people of color talking about what it would mean for their communities if their police were defunded versus white folks, for just for comparison. Okay, we'll just use those binary choices. And the white people were saying, "Oh no, you know, you got to do this. I mean, you have to defund police. You got to, you know." They were just very self-righteous about it. But yet, in the black communities, with the black response, it was going, "What are you nuts?" You know, it was just so obvious. I mean, to your earlier point about this, is that, you know, somebody's in la-la land over this whole deal.
No, that's very well put. Yeah, and you find a lot of the people in the streets screaming to defund the police tend to be young white college kids and I guess young white maybe college dropouts who have just turned into big troublemakers rather than black folks. There are some black folks screaming for this, but you have a lot of black folks who know that unfortunately live in areas where there's a lot of crime, and if something goes wrong, you know, you pick up the phone, you don't call a social worker or somebody to come over and do aromatherapy. You call the police and have the police show up with police power and try to get the situation under control. And as we've done over the last couple of months, exactly what the Black Lives Matter police, Black Lives Matter people have demanded, which is a less robust and lower key and less engaged police response, you've just seen an enormous increase in shootings.
Mm-hmm.
in attacks and murders and robberies. I think murders up in New York City something like 40-45% versus this time last year. Shootings are up, I think it's something like 300-400%. I mean, it's a very dramatic spike in violence, and most of it is not happening in front of the Museum of Modern Art or Daniel Restaurant on the Upper East Side. This sort of thing is happening in places like the Bronx and in Queens and in Brooklyn and other places that have high minority populations, and those are the people who are suffering. It's generally people who are of color suffering, not the white folks who don't want to see the cops
and
around.
And I guess maybe the white folks are the ones that are buying into the narrative from Mayor de Blasio, who sounds like Baghdad Bob saying all is well. And, and his perspective on this whole deal and how crime has so radically risen in conjunction with, 600 plainclothes crime unit being eliminated in one fell swoop, people being let out of jail almost immediately, but there's no causal relationship. I guess he expects us not to, tie those lines together.
Yeah, Baghdad Bill de Blasio, that's very well put. Yeah, I mean, you listen to the mayor of New York, and he makes it sound like, the place has never been better, that this is, Geneva on the Hudson, clean streets, no homeless people, no crime, it's just, Father knows best or something like this. Mm-hmm. And you just need to turn on the TV and see things like the number one uniformed police officer in New York City getting hit over the head with a stick on the Brooklyn Bridge just a few days ago. He was attacked, another guy was attacked, and another cop was attacked and just got out of the hospital, I think on Saturday, with an eye injury. He's wearing an eye patch. He came out, out in a wheelchair. He'd been in the hospital for 3 days. And, this sort of thing does not send a signal of domestic tranquility and urban calm. And yet you listen to Blasio, and things couldn't be better. And a big part of it, is, as you say, is the policy of saying if you show up and if you come to the, if you're arrested by the police, except for a small group of crimes, you're going to be let back out. In fact, the person who attacked, one of the people who attacked the cops, was let out of jail a couple hours later without bail.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that, of course, says to criminals, if he got out in no time, then I can go ahead and, rob or loot or do whatever it is I want to do, and, nobody's going to get caught because nobody takes any of this seriously. It's a very, very bad and very dangerous and actually deadly message that the mayor of New York is sending in his tremendous sense of incompetence.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, this conversation will continue, particularly on this topic as to what's going on. The lights already were off in Broadway because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of this, I mean, tourism in New York is going to suffer immensely.
Oh, yeah.
Because the crime rate. I mean, who's going to want to travel to New York now during Christmas time?
No question. People across the country and around the world see this sort of thing. They see the mayhem, and they think, do I want to go to a place that's got this level of poor safety and a high level of COVID-19? I mean, it's recovered now, but we were basically the Vatican of COVID-19, 3 months ago.
Right.
And you've got this municipal chaos and the riots that took place. Maybe it's time for a staycation. Maybe I'll just stay home in the American suburbs, or, stay over in Europe rather than come over here. And as you say, Broadway is dark till January. And boy,
exactly.
I feel sorry for anybody who's an actor or a sound person or a lighting guy, whatever, on any of the Broadway stages. They've got no work till January. The restaurants, bars, and hotels in that area are going to be empty. It's really bad. And on top of that, you layer on this tremendous renaissance of crime with de Blasio and Governor Cuomo just sort of, applauding. And you mentioned also the, not applauding, but just sort of looking the other way. And then you've got the undercover unit.
Yes.
These are the famous plainclothes undercover cops here in New York. I've seen them in action. It's amazing. So, a couple times I've been on the street where something has happened. All of a sudden, these people are walking around. Some of them look like tourists. Some of them look like business people. Some of them look like college kids. They suddenly pull out their badges and realize, oh, my God, that's a cop. She's a cop.
Right.
He's a cop. The problem goes away, and then they put their badges away, and they disappear in the crowd. You don't even, 5 seconds later, you don't even know they're there. That's been busted up. I don't know why. I never even heard the Black Lives Matter people demanding that. That was thrown in as a freebie by de Blasio. And our world-famous undercover unit is now gone. What could go wrong? What possibly could go wrong?
Exactly. Well, I think even if you could get Hamilton tickets for $25, it's still not going to relight Broadway. Just saying, as a sidebar. And speaking of all these vandals and you know, the mob that's been out there. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are MIA in this whole situation. They just, you know, they're just kind of shrugging. They're like Atlas shrugged over, you know, the vandalism of these historic statues.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's view is, you know, kind of like a classic Valley Girl response. Whatever. she was asked about this at a press conference on Capitol Hill a couple Thursdays ago, and her response was, I don't care that much about statues. I thought that was a cute comment. And some journalist said, you know, shouldn't this removal of statues be done by commission or city council, not a mob in the middle of the night? And Pelosi's physically shrugged her shoulders, as you say, like Atlas shrugs her shoulders and says, quote, people will do what they do, unquote. It's like, que sera, sera, the Doris Day song. Look, this is a great opportunity for her to say, look, you know, people may have differences on what our public art should be. If you do, contact your mayor, contact your governor. Don't yank stuff down. That's not how we operate in this country. It's a constitutional republic, the democratic elections. It's not a mobocracy. And instead, her attitude was, well, I don't really care about this. Again, sending the signal to people that they want to yank statues, that's okay with her. And you've seen all sorts of things like the 13 staffers from the Biden campaign actually put up money to bail out the rioters and looters in right. Minneapolis. You've got this amazing comment when the arson was going full blast, this comment from Maura Healey, the attorney general, this is the chief law enforcement officer of Massachusetts. She said, this is a quote, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yes, America's burning, but that's how forests grow, unquote. I mean, unbelievable to hear that kind of a comment come out of the mouth of an attorney general at the exact same time where things are on fire.
Just unbelievable. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. What's happened to our country that law and order is not bipartisan? I mean, think about that. I mean, to me, how did we lose our way so much that, you know, even taking a stand on law and order pits you against the other party?
There's a quote by Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, who went by the more commonly known name, Vladimir Lenin, V.I. Lenin. And he had a very pithy slogan before the revolution as they're aiming to topple the Tsar from his throne, which was, quote, the worse, the better, unquote. The worse, the better, just those four words. Right. And I think the view of the left these days is the worse, the better. The more chaos they can create, the more unstable America is, the more people think, oh, my God, we're going down the drain, the likelier is that people blame Donald J. Trump for it and then kick him out of office. I think that's what's fueling all of this. It is all about the November election. This is all about getting Trump out of power. It may boomerang, and people may think, oh, my God, these people are out of control. They're crazy. We sure can't let them have control of the instruments of power. But I think that's what's behind this. This all happened almost instantly as soon as the George Floyd video came out. Exactly. This all came out of nowhere. And I think these people said, you know, here's a good idea, a good opportunity. The worse, the better. Create total chaos. And from their perspective, if they're lucky, boot Donald Trump from the Oval Office. I think that's what's fueling all of this. And and that's really the most incredibly cynical and destructive partisan hackery I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Is our hope that because we're in the information age, and whether it's shows like ours, you know, Fox and what you do, and all the writings that are out there, that people, even though they may not seem to know better, they are knowing better, and they are, you know, the common sense isn't totally down the drain, I guess, is what I'm saying, is that, you know, the silent majority that has been spoken of, that, you know, we've been encouraging them because we really need them not to be silent. They need to step up, and courage needs to reign against this mob. Otherwise, you know, a small percentage, I mean, probably less than 10% of the population is doing all this damage and causing, you know, laws to be rewritten, law and order to be ignored, and the chaos to continue.
Oh, I think it's much less than 10%. I think we're talking about 1 or 2% are out there, you know, involved in all this chaos, maybe even less than that. Yeah. And unfortunately, the other 99% of the people tend to buckle and say, okay, sure, well, go ahead and take the statue down. That's okay. Or I'll go ahead and get rid of those books. There was a guy in San Francisco, this is just last week, the curator of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, and he put out a statement and said more or less, look, we will have more diverse artists, we'll have artists of color, more women artists, et cetera, but we're not going to stop showcasing the work of dead white males. I assume that includes people like Andy Warhol and Jackson Pollock and Keith Haring, who are famous white dead male artists.
There it is. DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, National Review Online, contributing editor, founding member of Project 21 as well. DeRoy, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Take care. Great talk to you. Thanks very much. Bye now.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.